Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you, as always, to our broadcast, or if you're listening to it at another time, to our podcast. And for those listening on radio, obviously we are here every single day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m. and 100.3 FM on WROL, or you may be listening right now through the iHeartRadio app, or even at WROLradio.com. Well, one of the most important things that we need to do, even after we are confirmed, is throughout our adult faith to build up our spiritual knowledge, our knowledge of the faith, our relationship with God. In fact, Cardinal Robert Sara talks about the importance of we continue that Catholic formation that is out there that helps us to grow in the faith. And one of the best ways to do that is through spiritual reading, which is, of course, books. So we bring to you Sister Julia, the book nun from the Daughters of St. Paul.
Hey folks, this is Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain, and we're back here with Sister Julia Mary to talk about some more of her favorite books. She has two books for us today. One is a beautiful, small, hardcover book, very colorful, called Jesus Speaking. It has a ribbon in it as well, very compact. The subtitle is Heart to Heart with the King, and it has an amazing backstory to this book. So it's actually taken from a larger book. What is the name of that larger book?
The name of the larger book is He and I, and it's become a classic. It was actually taken from the diary of Gabrielle Bossy, who was a French laywoman from the turn of the last century. She was an actress. She was a World War I nurse. She was very active in helping the youth in her parishes. But she also had conversations with Jesus that she heard. And I think when she was around, I'd say in her late 50s, she started to write them down. And like the backstory, like you were asking, is there a backstory with this? There's a big backstory. When I entered the convent many years ago, I was sent to work in our storeroom, which is where we have like skids of books and shelves of books, and we would go back there and collect the orders and then ship them. Now, for me, being the book nun and being a book lover, that was like sending me to Disneyland, okay? The Disneyland of great books. And so they would send me back with a stack of orders and they'd never see me again. So
because the storeroom was huge, right?
The storeroom was huge.
Could get
and
lost
and
in
you
it.
Could get lost. It was like almost like a forest of skids of books, right? So I was going back there and I would get so distracted because there were so many good books. I came across this one book though. It was on the bottom shelf. It was called He and I. And I sat down on the skid and about...
Which almost, is like a wooden pallet.
It's like a wooden pallet
that
yeah.
forklifts
yeah.
use.
And yeah. it had books piled on it. So I sat down there, started to read. And after about an hour, the sister in charge came back looking for postulant, prepostulant Julie. She said, "Where are you? Where are you?" I was back there and I closed the book really fast and I put it back on the shelf. "I'm here. I'm here." So I was hooked. From that point on, I would write down little passages from the books. The reason why I got really stuck on this particular book was it was having a conversation with Jesus. And even though I read the introduction and I knew that this was a lady's diary, this was a conversation that Gabrielle was having with Jesus, every single time I opened up the book, it was like he was talking to me directly. I said, there's nobody that I know of that wouldn't want to hear Jesus talking to them in this manner. It's
exactly.
beautiful.
Exactly. And so few books are set up like that. There's one, you know, The Imitation of Christ is,
yes.
you know, directly to the soul, direct address. But so few books actually have Jesus speaking to you, which is what we all want, right? We don't want to just keep
yeah.
reading about Jesus. We want to hear from Jesus. We want to speak directly to him.
Yes. So a few years back, I had the idea. I said, you know, a lot of people are unfamiliar with the book. And but they in the times we live in, okay, with people being so rushed and everything, they need something more bite-sized. They need something like a daily devotional. I said, so why don't we take like the best of He and I, put it into a daily devotional. It was a while. I mean, it took a while to actually, you know, bring it all together. But one sister would like coordinate the themes, and another sister would pick out the scripture quotes that would match that one, and another one would do the prayer prompts, and somebody else worked on the artwork for the cover, and the final result was just a gem. I mean,
a lot of prayer went into it. Oh. Many sisters. It's a project of many sisters getting this book together.
It's incredible, and I thought that it would be redundant because I've almost had the original book memorized. I mean, I've been reading it since 1974, not to put too fine a point on it, but it's been years, okay, since I've been reading this book. I said, why would I have like the daily devotional? I was really thinking more of other people. Well, I've read it at least 10 times. I'm not kidding. I've read it 10 times because I think it, because it's short, because it's enough for the day, and it's really maybe like, I don't know, five, six lines. Honestly, you could keep this on your kitchen table, have it with your morning coffee. You could put it on your bedstand at night, read it before you go to bed. But it's just enough. Like when you close the book, you'll remember it. There's a lot of daily devotionals have way too much stuff to chew on. It's like, I can't remember all that. I can't remember it. But when you close the book on this, you can actually remember what it is you read, and you carry it around with you during the day. It's pretty perfect, according to me.
And even though this is coming from women, you know, the author is a woman with Jesus and the nuns, it's a lot of guys have really found this book be very helpful also.
Absolutely.
It kind of starts your own dialogue. You don't have to just rely on her dialogue with the Lord.
Precisely.
You start to realize, Jesus can talk to me this way too. And you, there's a little italics part at the bottom of each page, like a jumping off point for you. Now, what
exactly
are you going to say to
exactly
the Lord or do for the Lord?
That's what I found. You know, even before Jesus Speaking came out, just I've kept a copy of He and I for years, and I did. This is one book that I never highlighted, I never underlined, because the entire book would have been underlined, and it's distracting to do that. So I just left it the way it was. But I could open it up randomly, and it was always a conversation starter. So he would start out by, you know, he was saying this to Gabrielle. In the end, he ended up talking to me, and I was responding. So
beautiful.
She was out of the picture. It was and actually in the beginning of the book, there's one part where he says to Gabrielle, "I speak to you only in order to reach all the others." So I think the Lord's intention was that this kind of intimacy, this kind of familial type of conversation is something that all of us are called to, just like all of us are called to sanctity. It's not just the canonized saints. Every single one of us is called to sanctity and to that intimate relationship with Jesus. And so this book is what can really help, because sometimes you come up dry because we're not in the habit of having that conversation. But once
and
you start to use it.
And how many times has the Lord said to a saint or even the scripture, the authors of the scriptures, take and write, take and read.
Exactly.
Make known the revelation, write down what I am telling you, because God doesn't just speak to one person. It's always for, I mean, there's private revelation, but even the private revelations that we have of apparitions of the Blessed Mother, she did want that to be spread around to everyone.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I mean, he finds like channels and by which he can reach us. But to me, this has always been one of my favorite because all of us dream of having that type of relationship with Jesus, and it's possible.
And
it's
we already have it.
Exactly.
It's just that awareness and being comfortable and believing it. Name it, claim it, proclaim it, as they say.
Exactly.
You know? But again, if we haven't done it up until this point, it doesn't matter. It's never too late to start. You might be, 75 years old and said, I hear people talk about their relationship with Jesus. I believe in him, but I don't know that I have a relationship with Jesus. You absolutely do. Jesus works with us in different ways. God works with us in different ways. But books and the experiences of others can help us. We don't have to imitate anyone else's experience because we have our unique relationship with the Lord. But a book like Jesus Speaking is a great book. And again, the subtitle is Heart to Heart with the King. Now, I see in your hand a book for children. It's the same color as the book for kids, but for adults. But sometimes, if we're a parent or a grandparent, we can learn to pray better even by praying with our kids or our grandkids or our nieces or nephews. And again, our kids praying today, we know that church going and faith is at a real low. So you know, we don't want to deprive children of their basic human right to have this relationship with God. So this book is incredible. It's been around for a long time. We just have to keep reprinting it over and over again.
Yes, it's a great little book, and it's almost like Jesus speaking, but on a child's level. It's called The Kid's Book of Prayers About All Sorts of Things, and it's I love the setup too. It has just the pictures and the format, and you know, it's talking to God about things that really matter to them. Like I'll just read a couple, like on resisting cheating, on being different, sharing, about loneliness, finding courage, on being angry, happiness, trouble with other kids at school.
And it's interactive. On one page, they might draw a picture. On another page, they might write in some names of people they want to pray for. So it's a great book to do with your kids, or, you know, they can do it on their own too.
Or they even have sections where, you know, the child is writing their own prayer to God. So it gets them in the habit of communicating and having that conversation with Jesus from the earliest age. And honestly, children at that age, they're so open to it already. And sometimes they just need a little guidance. And so this helps them articulate, you know, what they'd like to say to God. And honestly, it's an inspiration to those of us that are older,
when you read. It has really funky graphics, so it's like a really fun workbook.
It's great.
They might have in school some subject that they love, just really, really fun.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's another great book. It's a paperback. I think it's like a workbook type of prayer book.
What age is this?
I think it's like middle school. It's like middle school.
Yeah.
You know,
or
eight,
a little
nine,
younger.
Ten. Yeah,
I
mean,
it's even like 9 years old.
Yeah.
You know your own kids. You've got some really bright six-year-olds out there too, right?
Absolutely.
Or even if you have a developmentally challenged child, you know, who might be 15 or 16, and they love to pray. I know a lot of kids like that love to pray. This would be a great little resource for them. And it's called The Kids' Book of Prayers About All Sorts of Things. And that is also available at our Pauline Book and Media Center in Dedham on Route 1. Also on our website, just Google Pauline Books and Media, The Kids' Book of Prayers About All Sorts of Things. And also the Jesus Speaking Book, Heart to Heart with the King, the Daily Devotional. So thank you, Sister Julia Mary, for all your expert input on the best books for us to be reading and praying with right now. Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you.
And of course, the Daughters of St. Paul can be found at this time, because their store is closed because of the quarantine, at Pauline Store. So that's Pauline Store, store.com. And you'll find plenty of the books, I'm sure the ones mentioned here, plenty of books and other religious materials there. In the meantime, we are St. Anthony Alston, S-A-I-N-T, AnthonyAlston.org, and stanthonyhomilies.com. We'll see you tomorrow with Father Adriano Zandona. Have a blessed day.